Welcome to our short story series, A Walk in the Dark. I am your host, Ray Hedden. Today's tale is entitled Close Companion. Man about town, Aaron, is living a charmed life. He enjoys the Hollywood life and has his fill of sunshine, fancy clothes, and female companionship. One woman, however, rocks his world in oh so many ways. Lesson for us all, be careful what you wish for.
Hollywood, my kind of town. Hot and sunny, the way I like it. Been here 6 months and love it, mainly because of the chicks. I use the word chicks because my grandfather used the word. Quiet guy with always a twinkle in his eye. Name's Aaron. Many just call me Air. Anyway, I'm walking in expensive shoes, perusing shops along Rodeo Drive. Rough life, but somebody's got to do it, right? Single. Wad of cash in my pocket, fancy cranberry red sports car. God, I feel lucky to be me. Oh, hey, let me tell you about Veronica. Jeez. I mean, I'm a decent-looking guy, but no movie star type, know what I mean? Anyway, I was having breakfast at Monty's, minding my own business, when this dame... Oops, not correct these days. A woman comes in. So this blonde beauty walks in and sits, and wouldn't you know, sits right behind me. I could smell her immediately, deliciously, citrusy. My mind stuttered. She had to be a movie star. B, maybe, but a movie star. We're sitting back to back. I was anxiety-ridden, had to talk to her. So what do? I get up on pretense of going to get a fresh cup of coffee and purposely bump into the back of her chair. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not usually such a klutz. Well, actually, I am.
No problem.
She smiles and laughs. That voice, holy crap, and those eyes. She must be an actress. I refill my coffee, make it a point to approach her from the front. She was staring out the window as I passed and looked down at her. You're a movie star, aren't you?
I beg your pardon. No.
Well, you should be.
No, don't I wish.
I tried to get my mind to function. Well, you're very beautiful, and this is Hollywood, so I just figured you were.
Well, I'm not an actress, but thanks. I'm Veronica.
I took her extended hand and stuttered, I'm Aaron.
Would you like to join me for coffee, Aaron?
Sure, I said meekly. Damn right. Hell yes, I thought. What a dumbass reply. She probably thinks I'm a hayseed from Iowa, but I'm not. Indiana. I sat across from her.
What business are you in, Aaron?
I wasn't prepared for that. Well, I'm in between jobs at the moment. I was previously in sales. Heavy machinery. For export, China, Germany, you know, those kinds of places.
Oh, sounds intriguing. Heavy dealer, huh?
Oh, yes. Heavy dealing. Heavy equipment. Very heavy.
And now...
Well, just biding my time until something better comes along.
You're a nice-looking guy. Maybe you should try the movies.
I blushed. I was blushing all the way to my toes. Oh, I couldn't act.
We all act. All the time. Oh, we're acting right now, aren't we, Aaron? We've made a connection of sorts in a short period of time. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Now that came about because of a certain attraction, am I right?
Yeah. Right.
Well, we've acted with one another. Now let's cut the acting, be truthful, okay?
Yeah. Okay. I felt like a child being homeschooled.
I like you. Plus, I happen to be lonely. Are you ever lonely, Aaron?
Yeah. Sure. Lots. I felt my face becoming red and sweat was forming.
Well, then we both know what loneliness is.
She drew out the word loneliness with honeysuckle longness.
Yeah?
The word partially stuck in my throat.
Aaron?
Yes?
Would you like to visit my apartment for a drink?
Yeah, sure. And it's only 10 o'clock in the morning. Wow. Mercy. My lucky day or what? She stood up.
Well, shall we?
Yeah. Yes. Of course. I was suddenly aware that I had said the word yeah too much. Veronica stood tall in all her magnificence, while I stood awkwardly, banging the table with my knee and spilling coffee. She was moving toward the door and uttered over her shoulder,
"Let's go, cowboy."
Strange comment, as I'd never been on a horse in my life. We left the restaurant and walked 2 blocks to her apartment building. I became aware that she was probably 2 inches taller than me. Of course, she was wearing high heels, and I wasn't. My heart was racing, as well as other parts of my anatomy. "Aaron, you lucky son of a bitch!" At this point, you may use your dirty imagination. Just imagine 2+ hours of gin and tonic and satin sheets. Enough said. "My pleasure," I think to myself later as I leave the apartment building. Superman never had it so good. I'm smiling so hard that I border on maniacal laughter. Phew. In what little time we spent talking, she admitted to being Jimmy Stamos's girlfriend. Never heard of him, but she clued me in that he was a well-known mobster in L.A. She tearfully said that she was frightened of him, that she felt merely a possession. He slapped her around a lot, insanely jealous, had his pals watching her every move. Watching her every move. Insanely jealous. I stopped walking suddenly and let those words sink in. Brilliant, sunshiny afternoon in Hollywoodland, and I was sweating. Big time. What if Stamos knew what had transpired over the past couple of hours? What if Veronica's every move was being watched? My heart beat faster and I quickened my step along Rodeo Drive. Suddenly, yes, I was being followed, I knew it. Felt it because the hair on the back of my neck bristled. Just act naturally, I thought. Broad daylight, people around, nobody's gonna do anything stupid, show no sign of fear, stop imagining things. I began walking again, cool-like. Think Steve McQueen. I tried being cool, but was still sweating. Stopped in front of 2 jewelry stores and gazed in the windows. My tail stopped every time I did. There was no doubt I had a close companion. I tried walking fast, then slowing down. I was being cleverly mimicked at every move. Dreadful thoughts came. A knife in the back. Silenced with a .38 silencer. His possession. Insanely jealous, she had said. Finally, I could take no more. I was prepared to challenge whoever was behind me. I stopped, whirled around in a defensive posture, and stared wide-eyed at the empty sidewalk, save for an elderly lady with her walker. Then I noticed a very long black shadow, my shadow, lurking close behind me. I had been afraid of my own... Suddenly, I could breathe again. I even smiled my old confident smile, my lady killer smile, and whistled the old tune, Me and My Shadow. Ah, Hollywood, dream capital of the world. Life was good once again. Suddenly, a polished black stretch limo pulls up and 3 suits pile out. I stopped whistling as they grabbed my arms and shoved me into the back seat. I knew I had some explaining to do.
Wait, no, stop. You don't understand. I'm from Indiana. I've never been to L.A. Seriously, I'm not a big deal. I don't score very much. Really, nothing happened. I wasn't even very good. Nothing.
Close Companion was written and directed by Bob Berry. The cast included Dave Hoffman and June Grayson. Original theme music by Brian Wheat. Produced at Village Recording Studio, Indianapolis, Indiana. I am your host, Ray Hedden. Join us next time for another episode of A Walk in the Dark.